You're a highly skilled leader. Are there any new skills you've learned over this time?
I think as you're tired, as you're stressed, as you know, even obviously I was in 14 days of isolation on top of that for 2 weeks. So I think you kind of just remember to use the draft box, to look around, to breathe before you get on challenging calls. I mean, there isn't a lot left for you to call on, right, as in your armory to make. So I think not so much new. I just think it's, as I said, muscle memory to share your own feelings, to be even better an active listener than you are normally, to not have facial features and body language to read means that you really need to be a deeply active listener and to understand the undertones. You know, sometimes it's a little quiver in a voice and you can hear that someone's close to tears or a bit of shortness because somebody's work hours have changed and they're annoyed about it and they're in their own grieving process of somewhere between, you know, feeling a bit humiliated or unsure or fearful. And of course, they would just simply join hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of people around the world who feel exactly the same thing. So I think the human piece, that human piece is probably the most important, being able to make sure that you're also vulnerable. You know, I've had the odd tear, George. I've had people share their stories. So I think that's it. It takes a little bit of a toll, to be fair, emotionally. So you need to prepare yourself for that as well, because these are things that are really, really difficult times. And I think what's different is this isn't for 2 or 3 weeks. We can't even see the end. So this is indeed a marathon. And we're going to have to make sure that for people who are responsible for keeping people healthy and as motivated as they can be, that we also need to make sure that we're doing the best to look after ourselves, because people are looking at us even more than they used to.